Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Five, four, three, two, one, and live.
Off. We've never had a five. We've never had a countdown to our starting.
Five, four, three, two, one. Five, four, three, two, one. That was actually a chocolate bar in England, in Ireland.
The name of a chocolate bar was 5-4-3-2-1.
That was the ad.
Cambridge. Who's the person? Who's the person
five,
that came
four,
up with that brilliant?
Well, it wasn't me. That came up with that brilliant riff, or the
no,
name
no,
of the
no,
bar.
It's a riff, by the way, not a riff.
Riff, sorry, it is.
You
a
always,
riff.
I always tell you that.
Yeah, I was caught in a riff. It's caught in a rip. Riff.
What was yes, saying? No, yes. Who was the brilliant person that titled that? I don't know.
Somebody at Cadbury's.
Somebody at Cadbury's. Hi, how are you going?
Good. Well, I've just come off a holiday. We were just a break and it just rained the whole time. And like, I'm like, man, I just, because we were like, let's go camping. And you try to organize camping late every time. No matter what, you're always going to be late trying to organize camping. Mm-hmm. No matter what.
Well, you
and are. Everybody wants to go away in the middle of the year. You know, nobody wants to go away at, in you know, well, the middle of the year, you want to get into the heat, so you want to go north. But there must be like half of West Australia is north at the moment because you could not get a site anywhere.
You couldn't. You were looking.
So
you didn't,
I'm just.
You didn't
I'm prepping.
In
I'm prepping to go off grid.
Yes, I know, but you didn't prep in advance. You were waiting for the last minute, as you do, instead of going. I don't know, at the beginning of the year thinking,
listen, I'm already pissed off. It rained and I had three kids at home and I'm just like, I can't do this. So it was good though because we ended up doing some more biking and some shuttling and stuff like that. And it was good because Lexi has fallen in love with mountain biking now.
And
Lola has kind of as well, but Lola likes to do it pretty style. You know, she turned up in a leopard skin outfit the other day about mountain biking.
And said that you spent a bit of time connecting with Lex over the
break. Yeah, it was cool. It's been really good. She's getting into that teenage thing at the moment, though, you know. So
she's a tween,
She's a bit tweeny, and that's a bit difficult at the moment.
Yes. Welcome to handling and being a friend of yours.
Yeah. And Ollie's getting very a bit similar. Cheeky, you know. Like he's a bit. Ollie's a bit like cheeky.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's so cute. Yeah, leave
he is
him
cute.
Alone.
He is cute. Anyway,
what's your song today? You had. Were you
well, I was
sing?
Doing that. You know, the moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup.
I say a little prayer for you.
Yeah, great song that. I think that reminds me of, I think, was it Michael Caine's movie? Was it called The Job? Where they stole all the minis. They got all the minis and they went and they did the bank job. I think it might be called The Bank Job.
Do you know, after that movie podcast, I've realised how many movies I actually haven't watched.
It's actually a stupid question to ask a person, what's your favourite movie?
It is. A stupid question.
It actually, I realised that. It was like, that's a fucking stupid thing to ask anybody, what's your favourite movie?
Yes, but I realised how many I haven't watched, and I don't think I remember a movie called The Job. Yep. So there you go.
The Bank Job, I think it was called.
I remember a movie called The Bank Job.
With Michael Caine. My name is Michael Caine.
I like him. I like his voice.
A lot of people know that.
So what else did you get up to in the break?
And so a lot of biking. Went to Bounce. I really like Bounce. Bounce really tests you, you know, because you're big and old, and it's asking you to do things that you're meant to be agile for. And like the kids Lexi's flipping forwards and then flipping backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards and like Lotus flipping forwards and. You think, Jesus, I'd love to be able to do that. And then they're running up walls.
And then did you try?
No.
Oh, that would have been
so
funny.
I bounced up and down a lot.
Did you? Just up and down, straight up
and
down.
And I played dodgeball, and I won dodgeball.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yes, I won dodgeball.
You feel proud of yourself.
Smashed
you beat all the 10-year-olds.
Smashed his kid. he was only 7, not 10. And so I had a lot of fun doing that. Went to see some movies, did a popcorn and movie thing. And then we went we bought a lot of board games and some card games, played some board games and card games
for the
kids.
Well, that's new.
That is fun. That's a lot of fun. Yeah. 5-second rule, that's great.
That's very new for you.
Monopoly
I think
card games for kids, that's really good.
Well, I introduced them to that.
That's a good game.
Monopoly Deal.
Monopoly Deal is great.
It's a really good game.
21, Chase the Ace. Yeah, you should see Ollie play Chase the Ace, mate. It's good. Sevens. That's another great game.
And you then are way overdue with starting the board game thing with your
board
children.
Game, board game is good.
It's good. It's a good way to connect.
Anyway, so what are we going to talk about, mate? What are we going on about? We're standing here. People are thinking, oh, fucking roll on, mate. Hurry up what you're talking about.
No, they're not. They're listening and they're catching up with us. Oh. And they're, I'm sure they are.
Oh, all right. oh, I got a new exhaust system on my car as well.
Oh, nobody cares
about that. Air
filters
and had it rechipped.
Is it really fast?
It is now literally the fastest five-door saloon or five-door car in Western Australia.
You literally turn into a little kid when it comes to your car that.
Yeah.
And we already heard you from...
We're doing 0 to 100 in about 2.8 seconds.
Mm. Happy about that.
Crazy. Not that I would ever break the law like that or do anything like that.
Sure.
Nope. Just saying, on a dyno, that's what it's doing.
So what are we talking about? Okay, so let's talk about some stuff because we came in this morning and... There was just across the board. I think also this happens because we've been away for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Not just for that, but when you catch up with people that you haven't seen for a little while, there's stuff that accumulates on people's minds, and then you just sort of air it all out and you get it all out. And I think there's been some stuff on people's minds, and we were talking about how we allow things to take up space in our minds and to really like, I think that there's a famous phrase that, you know, you're letting that person or that idea or that concept live rent-free in your mind.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? And I know I've been a little bit challenged in the last week with my family a bit, with some of their perspectives on different things, and I know that sometimes I allow things to occupy my mind. I think you've really, these last 2 to 4 weeks, you've been really conscious of your stress levels and what you allow to occupy your mind and what you allow to stress you out. Whereas before you were pretty easily, probably, not easily, but you had an ability to let something...
Well, there's things that covertly can stress you.
Yes.
Right? And you don't think that they are. And then overtly. But that you don't think that they are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a long time ago, as I was just saying earlier, a long time ago, about 1995, I switched off the news. And I switched off the news after attending one of DC Cordova's events. And they were
talking... She was a lady who did Money and You.
Money and You, yes. Yeah, so she owns Money and You. And I... remember them talking, they did a specific section in the event on drama. And it didn't go into the physiological effects that drama has because it causes stress and the drama hook.
Yeah.
And the drama hook plays into those parts of your brain that are most primitive and it makes you afraid. And there, when you're afraid, it releases certain chemicals that you get a reaction to. So they're hacking into that part of your brain, making you afraid. And then they have your attention. And once they have your attention, they're going to dangle a carrot of a solution all the way along. So that's how the media works. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's commonly known nowadays as clickbait. But we knew back then. So I, you know, and then I married someone who was very left, very far left. You know, right from her childhood, she was always told, don't watch the news. It's all manipulation. It's all nonsense. It's all lopsided, non-substantiated, misinforming information that you can do nothing about. But there's a difference between not following the news and then, okay, so what do you follow? And I think helping people to understand that is important. Because it's okay to say, I don't follow the news, but what do I follow? What do I listen to?
You were talking about the fact that, one of the things we were talking about, for some clarity, one of the things we were talking about was that the fact that what's taking up space in your mind can be lots of different things.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we were just having a conversation about with someone was the fact that what you're hearing on the radio, what you're hearing on the news, what you're hearing around you is really... quite sensationalised, and this person's only kind of just coming around to realising that.
Yeah.
You've known it for a long time. I've known it for less than you when I was growing up. The only thing we could watch was the news.
Yeah.
And now, and this is where my challenge has been in the last couple of weeks, is that my family, or a lot of my family, are very, very focused, heavily focused on listening to every little piece of news that there is possibly around to listen to. And I feel a bit challenged by the fact that they're doing that. But what's occupying my mind at the same time is that almost the opposite. Like, I'm still, my mind is occupied, but it's occupied by them being occupied. Does that make sense?
But then, so like I was saying to you earlier, the difficulty then is that your mind is still occupied.
100%.
Covertly. Correct. By the news.
Correct.
Does that make sense?
100%.
And you're caught in that thing of, I want to help them because I love them and they're my family. You know, at the end of the day though, I'm
in exactly the same position as I'm accusing them of being.
Yes.
Because I am still being hooked into that. And that hasn't been there all the time, but there are moments where that flares up. And I've just come to realize again that it's my responsibility to lead the way rather than to
100%.
Rather than to convince anybody of anything.
Because the minute you've lost the point if you're now trying to change them, because now you're the media.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in there, it's okay to have a conversation.
Yeah.
So what I've learned over the past couple of weeks with watching some of the choices that some of the people very close to me have made is that it brings out actually a fuckload of empathy and compassion and understanding for me to be able to go, my job is not to poke at you and say, well, I fucking told you so and you shouldn't have and da-da-da-da. My job is to go, okay, I totally get it. I totally understand. And it's and there's parts I don't understand. But either way,
there's love and compassion.
I love you, and I'm here for you, and I get it. And in some way, it's kind of been quite magical because you're watching people go, you know what? For the first time, I'm actually starting to come across and go, fuck, maybe we are being fed with another narrative, some nonsense that's. You know, like I said, you don't have to look very far for your answers. And that's what I'm seeing people are starting to do.
Yeah.
They're starting to ask bigger questions and go, okay, because there's two types of science. There are certain types of science. So hold on. There's certain types.
I just want you to not mince your words because I feel like people need to understand what we're talking about here at the moment is that some people around us have chosen the vaccine. And I know that anybody who's listening has already had an understanding of our perspective on it and our views on that. So that's kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah. And through them doing that, they've got quite ill.
Yeah.
And ill.
And some people have been okay with the fact that they've done it, and other people, a handful of the people that have done it in our around us have now been like, oh, now starting to question
a
little bit. Yeah.
So if that's what it takes, well, then that's fine. Yeah. But I was listening.
You said there's two types of people.
Yeah, there's two types of people. Those type of people that are informing based on a narrative and they're tied into institutions and they have to inform a certain way. For example,
like a doctor.
Like a doctor, a doctor.
Who's got a system of like what they're supposed to be.
Yeah, he's been indoctrinated into a certain system and therefore he follows that narrative.
Correct.
So it's like when you look at that, There's intelligent doctors and there's clever doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell the difference between two. Right. So a clever doctor is a doctor who was very well read. Like, it takes a lot to become a doctor. Like, it's no small feat.
Mm-hmm.
Very well read, follows the narrative of what they've been educated in,
mm-hmm.
but they lose the ability to listen to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's clever.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligent is, I will listen, I will observe the information, I will take in the information, but I have a desire to follow the truth and I'm not influenced either way by what I'm being told. I want to, my pursuit is in the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I have no attachment to financial support or anything else to say this.
Yeah.
And so therefore, there's my objective is to just follow and find out exactly what is going on mm-hmm. because I'm here to help people get well.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So clever is I no longer do that anymore. I don't think for myself. I have all the information, but it's based on that narrative and I don't think for myself.
I'm following what the textbooks are telling me, wherever that information is coming from. There's something's happening and I'm just going to repeat it.
Yeah. And I'll ignore certain parts of what the textbooks are telling me.
Yep.
Because the narrative is more important than what the textbooks tell me.
Yeah.
That's clever. Yeah. Intelligent is, no, I'm going to take in all the information and I'm going to listen to myself, and my objective is to pursue the truth because I have no loyalty to other organizations, fraternities, to ignore parts of the truth.
Yeah.
And so we have to be able to hold the space to encourage people to say, look, you've got to ask, is there a narrative behind the information you're being told from these specific organizations? Mm-hmm. And if there is, then you need to look outside of that organization. Because the minute that happens, the minute there's a narrative or a reason that takes them away from the truth, you're listening to a lie. Mm-hmm. Anything that fears from the truth is a lie. That's how it is.
Yeah.
So, but if you are intelligent, you will look at what's going on. You will think for yourself and ask yourself the question, what do I feel about the choices I'm making here? Mm. Is this my choice? Am I actually making a choice based on what I think is going to keep me well? Mm-hmm. Or am I making a choice based on what I'm being pressured to make? Based on what the narrative is telling me, the media, da-da-da-da-da-da. And so clever or intelligence is your inner self is telling you something. Mm-hmm. What's my intel showing me? I'm gathering all the information. But right now, in this moment, am I well? Right now, in this moment, right here, am I well? And if I'm not, what are the things I need to do to make myself well?
Yeah,
I agree. And when it happens, when you're in that emotional state, if you're having to make a choice based on emotion, it's distortion. Like,
yes, 100%.
So you have to go, okay, here's what that option is. I'm not going to react to it right now. I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to take a bit of time. I'm just going to stop and feel it out, and I will know what the right choice is to make internally. And I will look at both sides and I will make a proper conscious choice about what I'm going to do.
Right. So I agree with all of that. I agree that that's the way but I see people. And so the challenge is when it's people that you love and care about, right? And this is where I have now in the last little bit been pulled into a discussions around the fact that people are making those choices for themselves. Well, they, in my perception, they just believe they're making a choice for themselves. They don't realise that they have been heavily influenced by what they've been told. Because like I've said to people, if they literally turn off the TV, they wouldn't know that there was a pandemic.
That's right.
Right. So if you didn't listen to the news, you didn't look, like, you're not finding people dead on the streets. Now, the argument there is that if we were in India or if we're in UK or if we're in Italy or whatever, it would be a different situation.
But the thing is, you're not in India.
Correct.
You're not in Italy. Correct. So you're not in those places. So you don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
There.
So that's 100% that's true. Mm. And then on the other side of that, well, there's other arguments you can make, but let's not go down those roads. But the truth about it is, in that moment, you're not in that place, right? So
let me say something there. So you can, because I had a relative the other day say to Angela, oh, but they're burning bodies in the streets in India. They've been burning bodies in the streets in India for millennia.
And if you look at the death rates in India, the UK, Italy, everywhere.
Look at the stats.
They're literally, and I was sending somebody the stats the other day.
Look at the stats.
There is actually no difference.
No difference.
The average hasn't moved.
Not at all.
So
therefore, therefore, that's when you have to go. That should be a trigger enough because their stats coming from these governments. That should be a trigger enough for you to go, okay.
How is this information being relayed to me that I am in so much fear? Yeah. Then the argument is that we're privileged here because we get to choose. Oh my God, we get to choose Pfizer or Moderna or AstraZeneca or blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, to me that argument is flawed, right? Because you're only seeing there's a choice because your head and your space is occupied by the fear that was initiated in the first place about the fact that for some reason you feel like in order to help somebody else, you have to take a medical something that you have to have a medical intervention to help these other people that you don't even know about when there's nobody actually being that severely affected by it other than people with comorbidities in the first place, right? Mm. So there's these so basically I'm coming back to this. When I'm getting told that people are like going inside of themselves to think for themselves, my feeling is that that's not accurate because of the fact that there's still an influence of the media, of the fear in the first place. Yeah. Does that make sense? So how do you know that you're actually listening to yourself or some loyalty to some idea or situation, person or whatever is occupying your mind?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is you have to it's really not as difficult as people think. I don't think.
I don't feel it is either, but I don't if you know give me, if how you to give, explain it.
Okay, if you give me a television.
Yes.
And it's on channel 7, 9, 10, SBS, ABC, and you ask me to switch that on. The question is, when I switch that on and I listen to that, when I get up in the morning, first thing I do is I switch that on. Is that going to make me feel well?
Yes. Okay, so it's about feeling well.
Is that going to make me feel calm? Is that going to make me feel nourished? Is it going to make me feel appreciative? Is it going to make me feel? Is it going to make me feel inspired? And is it going to make me feel loved? And when I get off it, am I going to? If I switch it off, am I going to feel replenished?
Yep. Yep.
Or if I have a podcast, and this podcast is on something that's of interest to me,
us. Of course.
Dorothy and the Dealer.
Dorothy and the Dealer.
It's something that's of interest to me. When I get off
and,
this...
And communicates to me in terms of my values and what is important to me. Yeah.
Because we are, you know, we're sensory humans. We're particularly auditory.
Yeah.
And we're particularly visual. We're if I want to, if, you know, I want to see and hear things that are going to make me feel things.
Yes. Yeah.
So I switch, like, we don't even have those channels.
No, I know. I don't watch any of that. I don't listen to any of that.
We don't have it.
Literally can't even listen to the radio anymore. No. Even talk show stuff.
No. I cannot listen to it.
Just cannot. I have to
switch it off.
So podcasts all the time. I'm Audible. Podcast free, and then every now and then just random music just to sing.
And then I do, like, little regular check-ins. Like, this is so simple. But just walking out your front door, breathing in the air, and asking yourself, right now, in this moment, am I well? Do you know what I mean? When I got to eat something, when I eat this, is this going to make me feel well? We're sensory human beings. We're the most fine-tuned instrument on the planet.
So then, all of that stuff is distraction to the feeling well.
Yeah.
When you're distracted by that, you won't eat well. You won't take care of yourself. You won't do all of those things.
But it also plays into the primitive part of your brain where you react, stimulus response is primitive.
Yeah.
When you're in fear, you can't create.
There's no creation. So there's no evolution. You're not in that evolved part of your brain that's there to help bring and design your life and help you master and create your own life.
So if I want to keep you small and I don't want you to move, I need to keep you afraid.
Yeah.
I need to keep you afraid.
100%.
And therefore, if I keep you afraid, I can now dangle a carrot in front of you and get you to want to buy this carrot. Because you're afraid.
Yes.
And I keep telling you this is going to be, the solution's coming. I'm going to give you the solution. The solution's coming. Just stay listening to me because if you don't, you're going to get unwell. Stay listening to me.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, 100%.
So they keep you, now that they hack into that part of your brain. Like, I've literally switched off Facebook. I've switched off YouTube.
So this is the very next point I was going to make. It's very easy. I think I've said this on a previous podcast. It's very easy to say channel 7, channel 9, channel 10. A lot of people are kind of – a lot of people in our circle perhaps are kind of off that already, but then they switch on Facebook every minute or Instagram or Twitter or whatever else there is. And there is that is just as bad mm-hmm. because you're follow you unless you're choosing who to follow really specifically and not letting yourself get caught into that vortex of drama. But it doesn't matter which side of the table, whether they agree with your stance, say, for example, on the vaccine thing or the COVID situation or whatever, that whether they're on your side or whether they're on the opposite side, both of them are out of balance, right? And both of them can sound wacky and both of them can sound insincere and both of them are not coming necessarily coming from inspiration. So you going to that is just as bad as you turning on Channel 9. It's just as bad as you turning on Channel 7 and Channel 10 because it's still a media. It still has you hooked because you've got the drama of that. It, unless you're just like this is where the podcasts that are inspiring, this is where your Audible books, this is where listening to music that uplifts you and whatever, all of those things and listening to information that that is aligned with your values, all of that stuff is awesome. Any of that other stuff is still media influence. It's still taking up space in your mind. Whether they agree with you or not, whether they're on your side or not, that's no different. And that's part of where I've been caught up in recent weeks, particularly, like I said, because of the family, because I'm like I've been – and it wasn't until just recently again that I've re-realized about that because I felt like I've wanted to help, but the help that I've wanted to give has come from a place of, like you said, where it's just I'm just the same, like I am no different. The only way I can help is by leading by example. There's no way to help by convincing people to transform or convincing people to see my point of view. It's never going to work. I just have to live, be the best example of my point of view, be the best example of being well, be the best example of being clear, be the best example of not having my mind occupied by that stuff. And that's how I can make a difference. And then everybody, so the other thing we were talking about is that once people make a choice, there's the only way to there's a great analogy. I wish I had thought about this before. I would have looked it up, right? There's a great analogy of the black ant and the red ant. Have you seen that?
No.
In the jar. So no. There's black ants in the jar or there's a black ant in the jar and they don't affect the red ants. There's a red ant in the jar. They don't affect the black ants, right? They're just living along happily until something happens and somebody shakes the jar and then they start attacking each other, right? These people have their reasons for being this way. These people have their reasons for being this way. The question is, who's shaking the jar?
Yes.
Like, what is actually happening outside of us that's making us argue and fight and try and convince each other to our own points of view? When you live by your best example, when you live your best life, when you're the most inspired, whatever anybody does is not something that needs to be judged. Does that make sense? So yep. The people that are around us that have chosen to get the vaccine, right, for example, this is what we're talking about in overall, there is no judgment there because at the end of the day, the best place that they were at, the people who choose to vaccinate the kids, the people who don't choose to vaccinate their kids all do it for the same reason, which is because they want to protect their kids. In their perception, in that moment, the best way to protect their kids is by either vaccinating or unvaccinating, right? In the same way, the people who choose to get this, for whatever reason, that's the best decision that they can make with the information that they've got. There is no point in calling them names, calling them sheeple, calling them
I've definitely been guilty of that.
No, but I'm not I don't mind your word, your term for sheeple when you're talking about the masses as in, you know, people need to step up and they need to live their lives inspired and stuff. I'm talking about people who are literally one-on-one are talking to people and criticising them for the decisions that they've made. Because I was in a place 15 years ago where I may have made that decision because I didn't know any different. Do you know what I mean? So you're just criticising the part of yourself that you haven't learned to love yet. When you're calling them names. So there's no judgment. Well, for me, there isn't. There's no judgment if you've made that decision. What are you going to do? And you were talking about the fact that your level of care and compassion has increased as a result of seeing what's happening around us at the moment, seeing how people are reacting to life and being able to see.
Also, I think also knowing that, I mean, it's knowing that jumping and arguing the point either side is not helping.
No, because and it's so keeping you separate.
That's right. So therefore, you have to, if we're observing the red and black jar, you know, and it's something's shaking it, you've got to be outside of the jar just observing just the whole thing happen and correct. Just going, isn't that really interesting?
Yes.
You know, and so therefore, while you're out there, what do? You know, the reason people hook into that stuff is because they have nothing to do.
Yeah.
They've nothing better to do. Yeah. You got to have something better to do. You got to be focused on what it is you're here to do. What is the difference you want to make? Make sure you're taking care of your health and your well-being, appreciating the fact that you have a body and you're in it. Respect it. Do things to the body that are going to make it well.
Yeah.
You know, that are not going to make it sick. Yeah.
That doesn't mean you can't talk to people. It doesn't mean you can't inform people when you're being asked. But you
but
inform
don't talk
people,
at them.
Don't
talk,
talk
with
at
them.
People. Talk with
you know,
people.
Encourage conversation. Encourage, you know, but I'm really quite caring of myself now to go, okay, I'm not going to engage in that conversation.
Mm. Oh, this is, Mitch, that's really good because what you're saying there is that I just said that we have to care and that you've been caring.
Mm.
But it's not about caring about other people.
No.
It's about caring about yourself.
Ugh.
And it's about saying, what?
It's like the TV. If I go over and I have this conversation, I'm switching on the television now.
All of the time.
Yeah. So therefore, if you think about it like this, COVID virus is now an auditory virus and a visual virus.
Yes, exactly. Because you're talking to somebody who's just been talking about it for the last week about, you know, don't vaccinate, da, da, da. They've got for COVID.
They got COVID.
They've got COVID because they're so occupied with COVID that
they've
think
it.
That it's just the physical form. It's not.
It's not. It's not. And that's the thing. It's an emotional, mental, and it's causing stress to people. And if it's not just a physical effect, you know, stress is a physical effect, but you've got to be more caring towards you and more protective of you and who you are as a person. This is what's important.
So here's the thing, right? You said something before, and I think this is a good way to kind of end this, that what can people do then? The way that people can to not let people or things or situations or whatever take up space in your mind is just to go quiet and listen.
Mm-hmm.
To go quiet and listen to yourself.
Yeah. Do things that make you quiet. Do things that make you listen.
And make you well.
Yeah, and make you well. So one of the things I do that really, like I go and I ride in the woods where it's quiet. You know, and I hear things that I don't hear at home.
Yeah.
I don't hear a stream in my backyard.
Yeah.
I don't hear a cricket. I don't hear a kangaroo thudding through the bush. Well, I kind of do because I live in the bush. Mm-hmm. But I go and do things that make you hear things differently.
Yeah.
That make you see things differently.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
And have diversification visually, audibly, but also physically. And when I finish, here's a really interesting thing, right? When you, like I was going and I was, you know, I'd be stressed at work and I'd come home. And I'd have mental stress at work. And I'd come home and I'd think, oh my God, I need to go and ride my bike.
Yeah.
And I'd jump on my bike and I'd go for a ride. And I didn't realize that when I came home, I'd be like, oh my God, I feel so much better. I felt better physically, but it wasn't
because
better.
Because you got into your physical
when
body.
I really looked at it, I wasn't feeling better. In fact, I was in pain. I was sore.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And then I realized, fuck, I'm stressed at home and then I'm coming home and getting on my bike and I'm stressing myself physically.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm just creating even more stress.
A different
type of stress. So as much as I love riding, but I make sure that I'm now very attentive of how I'm stressing my body and what I'm doing. But I'm also doing things that are like, so people think that exercise is a form of de-stressing. No, it's not. It's actually
just putting stress in a different place.
It's a physical form of stress. Yeah. So stopping and like just breathing and just, you know, just being that and consciously going and doing it is important. Tasting food as you eat it and make sure you're eating it and if you're tasting it. That's what's important, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So go quiet and listen. And then when you're doing that, you don't follow the rules outside of you. You start to listen to the rules of you. Like, who am I? What's right for me? What's right for me right now?
Yeah.
And
there's a great DeMartini statement, and it is, be radiant, not obedient.
Yeah.
Anything that is making you be obedient, right, is primitive. And therefore, it is detrimental to your stress levels and your well-being. If what you're doing is making you radiant because you're no longer subordinate, so when you're the only thing we should subordinate to is nature, is what nature tells us. And you know, like, that doesn't mean that I fucking just eat celery all day and, you know, I... You know, and I fucking go and live in the woods and I meditate. No, I don't. But I do make sure that I have a portion of those things every day that are in my life that allow me to feel well. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So I have been balanced. And then I like to have a beer. I'll have a beer on a Friday night. I'll go for a ride with the boys and I'll go and have a beer in the bush in the middle of nowhere. I'll go do that. But I don't go and fucking waste myself, you know, like I'm not even able to talk or do anything. I don't do that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I do the things because I like that stuff. Does that make sense? But I have a balance of things.
Well, that nurtures a part of you. That's still caring for yourself because it nurtures a part of you. But it comes to a point where it's over the top and then you're not being nurtured anymore. You're not caring. You're not listening to yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've really liked this conversation.
Yeah, this was good. This was nice.
I think
very nice.
Good.
If you found this information inspiring, make sure you subscribe and tune in to the next Dorothy and the Dealer podcast.